This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junkies. We are live on 106.7 The Fan and Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up later this hour at 9:45, Mike Locksley, head coach at the University of Maryland. He will join us. They take on Northwestern on Friday night. Blackout. Cakes is going to be there.
8 p.m. kick. Should be a fun one.
But right now, it's a Game Show Wednesday brought to you by Wendy's, a whole new way to nug. You can get in at 800-636-1067. We're playing Junkie Shootout. Been doing this for over 25 years. You answer three random trivia questions in a row, you win a prize. It's that simple. You miss a question, you get shot, you're out of the contest. That opens up a line.
We've been doing it for 25 years, and I still ask how it's played.
It's pretty simple. It's a pretty simple concept.
All right, let's go to David in Springfield. Cakes, you could go first.
All right, David. Who does this
Actually in Silver Spring.
All right.
That's okay.
All right. Who does this running back play for in the NFL? You name the team, you advance. DeAndre Swift.
I'm going to say the New England Patriots.
That is incorrect, sir.
All right, let's go to, you want to give the answer?
He's a Chicago Bear.
Let's go to Keith and Laurel for you, Lurchy.
Keith got through.
I thought that was an easy question. Apparently, I was wrong.
You're going to have to readjust.
Lurch.
Hey, boys.
Hey, Keith. Boys. Keith, what's up?
Hey there. What's... Pretty good, pretty good.
Hey, who were the only two undefeated teams in the NFL?
Kansas City and Minnesota.
Nice.
Very good. Well done.
All right, JP, the two-pointer.
All right, Keith. How do you say good morning in Italian?
Hasta la vista. I'm going anywhere.
Anybody?
Is that buongiorno?
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. I would have just said ciao. I know Italian.
Is the Italian language... As pop, like, is it dying or is it?
I don't think it's dying.
Is it as popular as it's ever been?
I mean, it's popular. I know where it is popular. Italy.
I know, but is it popular anywhere outside of it? In other words, Spanish.
I would say is
a growing, like, it's growing everywhere.
Yeah.
Chinese.
Yeah.
Probably a growing language.
Italian, probably stagnant.
Italian, I think, fairly stagnant.
Basically spoken in one country.
Might be a dying language.
Well. I don't think so.
I know Latin is a dead language.
Well, to you and me, it's definitely dead.
Well, I think to everybody, except the NFL, because they love putting Roman numerals on the
Super Bowl. I think to about 60 million people, EB, it's not a dying language.
I just don't think it's growing.
Also, Portuguese.
Okay, well, is French growing?
Portuguese, more popular, spoken in Portugal and Brazil.
Portuguese?
Yes. Did you know that? Portuguese is the native tongue of Brazil.
No,
it's not Brazilian.
Well, now you know.
I just know Brazilian girls have big butts.
Okay. I guess that's a thing.
I kind of feel like I know that. All right, let's go to Evan in Richmond. Hey, Evan.
Hey, good morning, boys. Couple quick shout-outs. Boys behind the glass, and I don't hear the Savannah McCann updates down here in Richmond, but that one I just heard was excellent. So shout-out to Savannah.
Very nice.
Really?
Very good.
Really, what'd you like about it?
It was just clean, well written, and just well delivered.
I mean, the guy evaluating the updates.
I just hear a different guy down here, so it was a breath of fresh air.
What do you hear? Is that Adam doing updates over there?
I don't know, or maybe it's probably a local Richmond guy.
I mean, Adam.
Adam Epstein.
Yeah.
I think it's their CK. His name's Gary Hess. I think he's like a radio lifer down here in Richmond, and he's solid. But it was just nice to hear Savannah.
Savannah's better. Yeah, I agree. All right, Evan. Let me see. I mentioned earlier that I bought 3 training aids.
From
where?
Sorry, can you repeat that? It cut out.
I mentioned earlier that I bought 3 golf training aids from where today? First time I've ever done it.
Probably the last, too.
I wasn't listening earlier. I'll say Dick's.
No, not no. Dick's.
He no. wishes he would get no. Dick's-like quality.
I'm getting my first delivery from Temu.
No, here's what you need to do. You need to bring it. Don't unbox it at home. Bring it in here.
And I'll be too excited. I'll unbox it immediately.
No, you need to bring it in here. We need to see how bad the merchandise is.
I'm telling you.
Live and in person.
I got things that they can't be that bad.
Okay.
They can't be. All right, you got Ryan in Richmond. Ryan, what's up?
What's up, boys?
Hey, buddy.
Ryan, who do the Capitals face in their home opener this Saturday night? Maybe your dog knows. Ask him. Because you clearly don't.
The Oilers.
No, not the Oilers. Hey, it's Josh Harris. I own the Commanders and the team that's facing the Capitals. It's the New Jersey Devils.
We had Coach Carberry on the show earlier.
We did.
If you missed it.
We spoke about
it. Talked about the first matchup.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nobody listens, apparently.
All right. Let's go to Kenny in Hyattsville for you, Lurch.
Kenneth?
Ken? Speak to us.
All right. Let's go to Nick in Arlington. Nick.
Hey, morning, Nick.
Hey, buddy.
Nick, this quarterback leads the NFL in passing touchdowns with 12.
Cousins?
Any guesses?
Leads the NFL in passing touchdowns with 12? Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it's Sam Darnold.
Nope.
Ow!
He just got passed. It's Joe Burrow? Nobody's answering questions right. I think we need to dumb it down. Who's up next?
Let's go to Ahmed in Reston. Ahmed.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, all right, buddy. Ahmed. What college is in Pullman, Washington?
Pullman, Washington. Let's just go with the University of Washington.
No.
Sorry.
I mean, how do you not know?
Pullman.
The University of Washington is located in Seattle. How do you not know that?
Some people don't know it.
It's Washington State. 800-636-1067. Who's up next?
I'm losing faith in humanity over here.
All right, let's go to Kevin in Springfield. All right, Kevin.
Are you going to bring back the what did you buy segment?
But from Temu?
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Your first question.
You didn't like it?
It's fine.
Test to see if they're listening.
Yeah, it's like Chuckie's Trivia back in the day.
Yes, thank you. All right, Kevin. I saw this morning, I think, on the Daily Mail. Okay, so it must be true.
Cheery website.
It's just all death and destruction.
Right.
Yeah. How long, true or false? True or false? I'm changing it to true or false.
Midstream.
True or false? Travis Kelce made Taylor Swift wait an hour on the runway in her private plane after the Monday night game.
Because?
It's a true or false question.
Oh, I'm
true
sorry.
Or false?
No, I'm
maybe
sorry.
It's false.
I'll go with true.
True.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. It couldn't have been false.
He was just probably smoking and joking in the locker room with the boys.
Yeah, shower. He's got to take a shower.
Yeah.
Put on the clone.
Do some interviews.
All right, so he's got one.
He's
correct,
got one.
Right?
Correct.
Yes. All right.
Hold on. So that's bad of Travis?
I don't know.
He's just over. Don't want
to. Maybe that's what people are insinuating. Yeah, he was no rush to see her.
She was probably texting, "Honey, where are you?"
Question number 2, Valdez. You know this. We're smack dab in the middle of spooky season. That means scary movies. I need you to name this scary movie. I'm just going to give you the setting / locale for the movie. Name this scary movie. Haddonfield, Illinois.
I wrote it down before Cake said it.
Halloween?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, for
everybody
the win.
Knows that. That's near where E.B. was born in Harvey, Illinois.
That's true. Harvey,
oh,
very
it's me?
Dangerous. I'm
yeah.
so tough. Just
not
from
as
Harvey.
Dangerous as Haddonfield when Michael Myers shows up.
Okay.
I can guarantee
right.
you that.
All right.
That I can guarantee.
Pretty dangerous. I got real street cred being from Harvey.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want me to make it easy or?
Hook him.
Yeah, try to get him a dub.
All right.
Ask him where I'm going right after the show today.
I think this is pretty easy.
All right, ask the question.
I think it's pretty easy.
Why do you question the question so much? Just ask the question.
It's going to be a baseball question.
No, it's going to be an NFL question.
All right.
Who's on the line?
Kevin in Springfield.
Oh, for the win.
Hurting Springfield. Now, remember, Springfield people are kind of dumb.
All right, Kevin, he's questioning you.
That's our people, EB.
Oh.
All right, Kevin, who leads the NFL in rushing? Isn't that
I'll
pretty easy?
I'll go with Saquon.
Oh.
I'm going to go Derrick Henry.
Yes.
Sorry,
that
my
was
friend.
Easy.
Oh, sorry, sir.
All right, let's go speed
right
round so we can try and get a winner.
Now I got to come up with another question.
Yeah, a lot of prep.
Something you did yesterday.
What?
All right, who's up?
Let's go to Joshua in Upper Marlboro.
What high school did you go to?
He's got
yesterday?
A silly tree. Joshua's got a baldy tree.
Hey, Joshua.
What's up? On behalf of the Junkies, I'd like to apologize to Golfdom for the Timu shout-out. We appreciate you, longtime sponsor. Sorry about that.
It's a very good point.
Sorry.
It's a great point.
It's true. Well, you know what? I just didn't want to ask him for free stuff.
Yeah, understood. Yeah, because we never want to ask people for free stuff.
There's no excuse. We're sorry, Golfdom. We love you.
Okay? I do love Golfdom.
Look at this guy.
That's
looking
true.
Out for our sponsor.
I want to go over there and try out the new GT2 driver.
Well, you can do that.
Yeah.
Hey, Joshua, plus or minus 3 years. How old is Britney Spears?
Britney Spears is 36.
No, she's 41. 42.
I was going to say 40.
I would have said 41.
God, we can't get a winner in this game.
Hey, impossible.
When Britney turns 50, we'll have to just kill ourselves. When
Britney How old is she 50, now?
42.
I promise you
Eight
I won't.
Years, we're going to have to kill ourselves. No, thank you.
I promise you I won't do that.
All right, let's go to Kevin in Chesterfield. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Where's Chesterfield? Virginia?
Just south of Richmond.
Yep. Deep. Oh, okay. He's out
wow.
there.
All right. All right, just you, JP, right?
No, but I can ask another question.
Is it my turn?
Here, yeah, I'll sure. ask
no,
the question.
No, I got a question.
All right.
Who did the Holy Cross Tartans beat yesterday in volleyball?
He used my question.
I mean, there's no chance he's going to pull
I
that.
I talked about it twice.
He's not going to remember.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go with...
Give him a hint.
They were number one in max preps.
Give him a hint. Where is it?
It's in Virginia.
Here's a hint.
It's near Chasing Gale.
It's in Arlington.
Here's a hint. Jerry Blank, actor, was in Stand By Me. Also in Jerry
Get
Maguire.
Get the gun ready. Doesn't know O'Connell.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. Also right. football coach.
Yeah, true. Also silly football coach.
All right,
coach.
Cakes, you have Jamal in D.C. Hey, Jamal.
Hey, what's going on?
Jamal, name this scary movie by its locale. Camp Crystal Lake.
Oh, that's easy. That's Jason Voorhees. Yeah. Friday 14th. I'm sorry. That's
Friday 14th.
You can't give it to him.
I'll give it to him. I do like him. Stumbled on Friday 14th.
Hold on. That's a. You're gonna give him the.
He corrected himself. He corrected himself.
Yeah, that's a silly sequel.
Yeah, but that's such a huge box.
Friday the 14th is not as scary as Friday the 13th. I'm sorry.
Oh my lord.
Friday the 13th.
All right, we hooked you. That's good enough.
Yeah, we're trying to hook people with a prize.
All right. I mean, Come Jamal on. From D.C.
Jamal, Jason Jamal. Keeps tripping people up.
Jamal, are you a baseball fan, football fan? What are you?
I'm a football fan.
Football, all right.
Are you a college football fan?
Nobody's a college
fan. I am. FSU, we suck this year, but that's okay. Ooh. Prime time.
All right, here you go.
Mask
match. What quarterback got benched, or actually he should have got benched, he got hurt for Florida State?
DJ Ugalele something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good guy. Good, there you go.
All right, for the win.
That was a softball.
I think.
Just hook him. Give him your easiest question. Can we get a winner?
If he's a Commanders fan, it's an easy question, I think. What is Frankie Louvu's nationality?
Oh.
I don't even know.
Samoan.
Samoan, we got a winner. Congratulations.
I mean, I know he does that goofy dance, but I didn't know what it was.
Dance.
I didn't know what it was.
Hook you up with two tickets to Deftones North American Tour 2025, Sunday, April 6th at Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event info, you can visit thefandc.com/events. We'll save the other prize for later in the program, but here is a question for you, EB.
All right.
He was the 16th president of the United States, serving from 1861 to 1865.
So during the Civil War.
Right. Do you think you know that? Hey, hold on. Civil War.
I think I know it, but I'm afraid to say the name.
The guy I was going to say was definitely not correct.
Who are you going to say?
Well, the first thing I was going to say was the first president.
You're saying George Washington. Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to say it. I could be wrong. Right. Was Ulysses S. Grant a president? Or just a general?
Jason got it.
Come on, you don't know that?
Who is
Abe?
It?
Abe.
Oh, Abe.
Lincoln was in my brain.
You ever heard of it?
No. I was thinking for some reason.
You ever heard of Abraham Lincoln?
I was going to maybe Lived say him. He was swirling around in my brain.
You want partial credit?
Man, why did I say Ulysses S. Grant?
You know why? For some reason, 1865, you think of Lincoln.
Okay, because he was assassinated.
Who I was thinking of.
I just know it from 16.
Oh, I don't know that he's a 16
you know,
president.
You know who's 14?
I don't know 14.
No,
I just know
Abe. There's a movie called 16.
Abe, I just know for whatever reason from years past, was number 16.
Mm-hmm.
What, like, is that like a Joe Montana thing?
Sure.
Where's that coming from?
I don't know. I just remember him being the 16. Don't know.
How did I botch that? That's a spectacular miss.
So he happened to ask the one guy who you know what number they are?
No, I know number one.
Me too.
I know number 16.
Right.
I bet you know number two.
John Adams.
Is it Adam?
JQA. Yeah. John
about
Quincy.
Three? I think you know three.
TJ.
TJ. Everybody knows that. After that, it gets tough.
Who's TJ?
Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of him.
Heard him.
Yeah. Heard of him? Had a nice little spread called Monticello.
TJ.
Oh, so stupid.
Yeah, we need to bone up on our presidents.
We got Michael Oxley.
I'm going to be honest with you. I cheated, Lonnie.
Yeah.
Michael Oxley joins us at 9:45 from the University of Maryland. Now, usually that side of the studio, Cakes and EB.
Yeah.
They have the back padding machine. It goes, usually it's over there, but then Cakes does the old.
I'll grab it every once in a while. Sure.
Jason, this is a tweet from Brian Baker.
BB.
Said, just wanted to shout out Bish Bucks for his scouting prowess on college football players.
Thank you.
Particularly Jaden Daniels while at LSU. I never even heard of the kid until Bish made mention of his star quality gamesmanship back in 2022.
Ooh, look at
I
that.
I don't remember that.
Props.
Great job, Bish, peeping that out.
He wasn't hyping up Jaden. He was hyping up Drake May.
Not in 2022.
Yeah, like 2 years ago, apparently he was on Jaden Daniels.
Why are you attacking the messenger?
Yeah,
I think that guy's making that up.
No, I don't think so. He probably isn't.
I do remember Jason was hyping up Trevor Lawrence. Like when I think he was either a freshman at Clemson or he hadn't even shown up yet. He's like Trevor Lawrence is the truth. He's going to be the number one pick.
I told everybody he was going to be the number one pick.
You did.
In fact, I remember where we were doing the show when I said it. We were doing it from MGM for a poker tournament.
Okay.
And I told everybody he will be the number one pick in the draft as a freshman.
I also remember being at MGM when you told us Tom Brady wasn't winning another Super Bowl.
Oh, I was so bitter.
And then he won that one and a couple more.
Yeah. I said, we can just stop watching. Hey, by the way, our shout out to our good friend Jen Burns from Monumental. It's her birthday today.
Ah, happy birthday to her.
Look at you.
So happy birthday, JB. Jen Burns.
She's a fellow JB.
She is.
I think I saw her at the HF Festival.
Did you?
Probably did.
We saw her at Monumental.
Maybe I didn't see her at the festival.
Maybe you saw her at Monumental and you thought you were at the festival.
Yeah, I'm getting things confused.
You're getting places.
I'm a little confused
right now. You're getting up there in years. Yeah.
So Jason asked me.
Brain is scrambled.
About 30 minutes ago, what channel is Weather Channel here? I've never put the Weather Channel on here. I didn't know.
I've never put it on anywhere.
I don't think I've ever put it on anywhere, to be honest with you. But
I usually only put it on during
the Milton is
hurricanes.
A big deal, especially after Helene, and
it's a big one.
It looks like it's just going to destroy that zone again.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is the people that have decided to ride it out, and, you know, you do what you got to do. I know my friends, they ride them out all the time, but they're in a big, high-rise condo.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you have food and supplies, you should be all right, you know, water. But if you're, like, in a house or, you know, I mean, it's crazy. You should get the hell out of there. But there's one guy, what's his name? He's on a little dinghy. And
they're calling him Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan. And I guess, I didn't hear the rationale. All I could assume is he probably figures this is all I got and I'm not going to leave. This is like his house, right? He's not going to leave his boat there.
It sounds like he's basically lives on his boat.
How big is his boat?
20 feet.
Which is like a stumper boat.
I mean, it's going to get pummeled.
It's going to get tossed around.
Yeah.
It's capsized.
Yes.
All right, Jay, they're saying 20-foot storm surge.
Yeah, it could be 120. It doesn't matter. The boat floats. That's the whole thing. Keep the water on the outside of the boat, and the boat will go up with the water and down with the water. That's what we want to do.
Can we please get you into a hotel?
No. No.
Everybody's been asking, man. We got to get you off this thing.
Listen, the only way I'm going to go to a motel room is if a woman invites me and she's going to stay. That's the only way I'm going. That's the only thing I'd give the boat up for is a girl.
That's
Have
a
you
great
seen
answer.
Him, EB?
I mean, his.
Let me see the guy.
I saw the guy. Yeah, yeah. That's a great answer. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I would step on that boat if the seas were up by like 6 inches, let alone by 20 feet.
Right.
Oh, he's gonna die.
Has
he
ever seen videos of the aftermath of hurricanes and what happens to boats?
That they wind up like in parking lots, like 5 miles away.
Yeah, and they're not still floating.
Right.
He's nuts.
Well, he's going to die.
Yes.
Well, his rationale is that God told him to get the boat and like live on the boat, and then he's trusting in God will take care of him while he's on the boat.
If I were God, I would have hooked him with a better boat. That boat is a nubber.
Well, also, one thing people don't really talk about unless you're following him on social media is that Lieutenant Dan only has one leg.
Oh,
this guy?
Yeah, Lieutenant Dan. One leg.
Yeah, so. Lieutenant Dan only had one leg, too.
He had zippy legs.
Oh, he had zippy.
He had zero legs. Right. Got him shot off in the Vietnam War.
Right.
I think it was Vietnam War. He wanted to die on the battlefield like all of his other... I know this is missing you. He wanted to die on the battlefield like all of his other relatives, but he was saved. Now he has great shame that he's an amputee that didn't get the glory of dying on the battlefield like all of his ancestors.
He also survived a hurricane in the Gulf Coast while fishing on Bubba Gump.
Yeah, unlike what this guy, going to happen to this guy.
This guy, what are his odds for survival?
I don't know, but if you have a death pool,
probably
0%. He goes straight to the
top.
Put it this way. The mayor of Tampa said, if you are staying in any of the evacuation zones through this, you will die.
I know they're saying that. I know they're saying that.
Now, not everyone will die.
Right.
But a lot of people will.
I get
there's a
rationale.
Woman. There's
he
a woman in.
Float.
There's a woman that lives 4 miles. I saw this somewhere. 4 miles off the bay, in Tampa. And she's not leaving because she's got all these animals. She's got goats. Mm-hmm. She's got cats. She's got dogs.
This is just a bonanza for me.
And she says, I can't leave because I can't take all my animals somewhere. She can't take. I mean, could she take them to a hotel, a pet friendly hotel?
I mean, F those animals.
I don't think so.
She's going to die.
Yeah, probably.
Because she can't leave her animals. I mean, I don't get it.
This is a legit question. Let's say you kind of delayed leaving. How do you even get out? Like, aren't the roads just so backed up?
Yeah, I think then
kind of depends
then
on
you're really
probably
screwed,
depends
right?
on where you're going.
Floating around in your car. You're really screwed.
Have you seen a lot of the people like tarping and plastic wrapping and saran wrapping their cars?
I did see that.
I didn't know if that is an actual thing.
That'll help.
Well, if you don't want water just pummeling your engine and battery and everything and leaking in.
Well, I was saying that my friends that are in New York, or no, where are they right now? Where the hell
those cars are going to be, depending on where they are, they're going to be washed away. It's not going to matter what you do with their.
Right.
My friends are in Connecticut, and they decided not to fly back to Tampa because they were afraid they wouldn't be able to make it out to get to the game this weekend. And they said, yeah, they're just writing off their Mercedes that's in the parking garage underneath the condo. It's like it's Dunsky. What can you do?
That's going to be a loss.
Yeah.
Taking it
out. I also saw, and I don't know if this is genius or stupidity, that people were taking Flex Seal and trying to use it around their doors. You remember the infomercial thing where you're slapping it on the bucket and it's
prevents the water
from coming in. I don't know if that's a real thing or if it's a bit.
It definitely seems like a bit.
It doesn't. You wouldn't think Flex Seal is gonna hold
Save
off a hurricane.
Life. Yeah,
my buddy just bought a home. I guess he plans to retire there. You guys know him, John, from Potbelly. But he bought a home in Longboat Key.
All right. That sounds like that's hurting.
It's 2 hours away.
Yeah.
Nice home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
it's danger zone. Because I see that the mayor of that town ordered immediate evacuation.
Hurricanes don't take this track. They don't go from the Gulf Coast and go across the state into the Atlantic. They go from the Gulf Coast up into the states. They don't take this track. And Tampa hasn't been hit by a hurricane directly in over 100 years.
Mm.
I don't think they really understand what's going on.
Right.
That's why Lieutenant Dan is chilling on the boat going, I'll float. I'll be fine.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what boats are designed to do.
No,
that's,
you won't.
That's his rationale.
You will not be fine.
Because it's just the wind alone will just blow them around, right?
Well, aren't there like 180 mile per hour sustained winds?
But once it hits land, it's supposed to drop.
But
to
it gusts still might
of,
be 100.
Gusts of 125
okay,
is what
but
I saw.
His boat, last time I checked, is not on land. His boat's going to get the full force of the...
It's the storm surge. It's going to be waves. It's not going to be like floating on a lake.
Right.
He didn't look like the brightest bulb.
No, of course not. He hadn't had a lady invited to a motel probably in his life.
If he had a quarter of a brain, he leaves his rinky-dink boat and he
gets on a bus. Only possession you have?
Well, then you have to start over.
Yeah.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
And
says they're closing the bridges this afternoon.
I give them a little bit of grace, too, because they've been through this a million times, and they always say, evacuate, you're going to die, and they've always survived. So, you know what I mean? I can understand the stubbornness.
I understand that part of it, but that's because they've never been directly hit by it yet.
Yeah, that's probably true.
This is going to be the biggest one
they've
ever had.
I'm going to send you, I guess, doesn't it make landfall Saturday? I think that's when it's...
No, it's going to make landfall tonight.
Oh, I thought it was Saturday.
No, it's going to be overnight tonight and into the morning.
Well, I'm going to send you all the... there's people putting up like their live stream cams on trees at docks.
Yeah.
They're going to be but interesting to watch.
Yeah, I want to see that. I'll be on the golf course tomorrow, but I'll be on the Weather Channel all day today.
There's something pretty revolutionary called the aqua fence. And what they're doing is they're putting it around the perimeter of hospitals. And they used it for Hurricane Helene in Florida. And now they're doing it for the hospitals in Tampa.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked really well
for
Helene. So it's basically just this big fence that's installed from the outside in. And it just prevents the water from going over the top. But it worked really well. But
it works better than sandbags, right? I think I've seen it before. They're like plastic barriers.
Exactly. But it costs over $1 million to install. And they're not being sold to homeowners just yet. So it's just hospitals and like first responders.
It's like an ingenious invention, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to...
But how tall is it?
I think
can make it as tall as they need to?
Yeah. I believe so.
Are you more scared of a hurricane or a tornado?
Tornado.
I think tornado because
tornado just pick you up and throw you over the dorms.
Well, they're more sudden. Too.
I know, but also I feel like it's because we've experienced hurricanes and they've been kind of light ones that kind of die down before they hit us.
We haven't experienced what people in Tampa are about
We're not savvy to Category 4, Cat 5 hurricanes.
Yeah,
no, yeah,
and they're gonna get tornadoes as well.
It's both.
Yeah.
I saw a video of a guy. I'm sure this has been on social media. It wasn't social media. It was a friend of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just in his house. And the water was like up to his navel. And if it goes another couple feet, he's Dunsky.
Right.
But luckily, he was in his house. His kitchen table, everything was floating around. It was up to his boobies, his man boobs. And lucky it didn't go any higher. Mm. And he survived it. Crazy.
I mean,
other people were getting on their roofs and the houses were collapsing underneath them.
That's terrifying.
Dunsky.
Nature is terrifying.
Have you been watching the simulation videos?
Yeah. Yes.
Like a house that.
I've seen a couple
in
of those.
A Cat 1, Cat 2, yeah. Cat 3, Cat 4, Cat 5, and like what rips apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The storm surge simulation videos.
Mm-hmm.
Been watching those.
Yeah, it's
terrifying.
It's going to hit there tonight. Probably start around dinner time, and it's going to be all night, overnight, into the morning.
There was some girl was going viral. I don't know if she's from England or Australia or something, and they're like, she's an influencer, you know, on social media, and she's like, F it. She just moved to Tampa, just bought a house. And she's
staying there?
She's staying. She says, I'm going to die here.
How close to the water is she?
I don't know.
Did she say?
I don't know, but she said, I'm going to die. Yeah.
don't know.
It's crazy. I would be the hell out of their cakes.
Gotta hey, right now out. We're going to hook up caller number 10 at 800-636-1067 with two tickets to go see Whitney Cummings, Big Baby Friday, October 11th at Warner Theater. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, you can visit 1067thefan.com/events. We got Mike Loxley, Maryland Terps head football coach, joining us coming up at 9:45.
All right. We all know plumbing problems always seem to strike at the worst possible time. It's inevitable. Well, you should also know that no matter your plumbing predicament nor when it occurs, you can schedule an appointment with the Crop Metcalf five-star plumbing experts at cropmetcalf.com. Save time and schedule now to have a Crop Metcalf five-star plumbing technician at the ready to expertly handle any plumbing pickle you may find yourself in. You don't even have to call. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to schedule.
Welcome back. Going to talk some college football or college football talk presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. Scheduled to join us is Mike Loxley, head coach at University of Maryland. Of course, they had a bye week this last week. Lost to Indiana the week before. Did Indiana win this past weekend?
Yep. Yeah,
they're undefeated. Western. Yep.
They're actually bowl eligible.
Wow.
They're good. They're coached well. Kurt Cignetti used to be at JMU. They're good.
All right, joining us right now is Mike Loxley, head football coach at the University of Maryland. Have a game on Friday night against Northwestern. What's up, coach?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Do you like a Friday night game?
You know, I don't like stepping on the toes of the high school teams, but TV pays the bill. And if we are going to play, I like when we have an opportunity to be the only the big game or the national game, which gives us the exposure we need.
Right.
I'm going to come out and help fill the shell on Friday night, Coach Loxley. I'm going to do my part. Good. Hopefully the students and everybody else comes out and enjoys a fun atmosphere on Friday night.
Yeah, it should be a fun time in the shell, man. I know our players are excited to get back after, you know, having to sit in it for 2 weeks with that Indiana loss. Excited to get a chance to go back out, compete here at home, and work to get on the other side of the ledger.
You can kind of give us the breakdown of that game. I'd rather not
if I don't have to. But
okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I know. you guys forced a bunch of turnovers, but really couldn't capitalize because defensively, they kind of threw all over you guys. But the thing I wanted to ask you about was the injuries. Can you update us on, because I know Ty missed most of the second half with concussion, and I think Prather got hurt as well. Can you update us on those two?
Yeah, both those guys, I think we'll have an opportunity to play. We'll make some of these decisions as we get closer. You know, we got a pretty heavy practice today with Wednesday. You know, we've had the bye week, so we're a little ahead in our game planning. And then we get one more big practice tomorrow before we get into end game mode. So both are working to be back. I'm very hopeful that we'll have one or both of those guys back, but still yet to be determined.
Mm-hmm. Roman Hemby was really good in that game. 10 carries, 117, scored a touchdown. We kind of talked about him the week before, and he really got off and ran the ball really well.
Yeah, see, and Roman has been that kind of that consistent piece. You know, when you look at the two games that we've lost this year, we have this formula where if we win the turnover battle, which we won the turnover battle in the Indiana game, the penalties, we all know, and I can talk till I'm blue in the face about raising 18 to 22-year-olds to do things exactly how you tell them to do it. And it's my job to get them there, and we'll keep working on those. But then the big plays are the things that really jumped out, and you hit on that earlier. And, we got out big played in both losses this year, the Michigan State game as well as the Indiana, where, Indiana was 2-1. And that's where, for me, on the offensive side of the ball, we haven't been real complimentary. When our defense has gotten us those stops, and this is an Indiana team that didn't turn the ball over at all going into our game, and we get three in the first quarter with 0 points to show it. We didn't play very complimentary, and that's the part for me on offense. We got to get that going. But then defensively, figuring out how to limit those big plays.
What have you seen from your quarterback, Billy Edwards? Before this season, he'd only thrown the ball 76 times in two seasons. He's got 11 touchdowns with just two picks so far.
Well, I think the big piece is what you just talked about, his ability to protect the football. You know, I think we're second in the country in turnover margin, meaning we're getting takeaways, but not giving it back to the opponent. And so, you know, to me, Billy has led the charge there. You know, I always talk about the starting quarterback has to have the mind of a coach, but the skills of a player. And Billy kind of exemplifies that. And it's a byproduct of him, you know, being a really good backup, a guy that mentally always prepared as if he was going to play. And he had to come in and play some big games for us during his tenure backing up Talia. But that preparation has allowed and is why we came to the decision of who our starter was going into this season. And he's played really well. And I think it's time for people to kind of take notice that he's one of the better quarterbacks in the country.
So talk about Friday night. You're going to play Northwestern, Big Ten game. I'm sure you've been watching a lot what Indiana did to Northwestern last weekend. They racked up about 520 yards. Northwestern can't score very well, but they're well coached, and they can kind of hang around if you let them. But just kind of talk about what you're facing.
Yeah, I think the big thing for me is, you know, having that bye week kind of it gave me a chance to reset and just even have an opportunity to watch the landscape of college football and where it is now, where,
yeah.
I mean, it's expect the unexpected. And it's a good thing, and it's why I always have remained really positive and still have a ton of confidence in our team, because the parity and that has come to college football is great for the game. When you turn on the TV and you see some of the wins a week ago, it goes back to showing you that, you know, as this portal thing kind of settles in and teams start to, you know, not everybody can stockpile the talent.
Yep.
It makes it for fun. And I can tell you that, you know, Northwestern is one of those teams. They played Indiana really close the first half. I think it's 17-17 and at one point 24-17. And, you know, Indiana wound up big playing them out through the end of the game. But they're a team that's going to basically make us beat them. And I keep saying this, and great teams don't beat themselves. And for me, that's the job of a coach, is to figure out how to get my 18 to 22 year olds to do the things exactly how we coach them to do it and make the right decision at the right time. And that's what it's going to come down to Friday. We've got great athletes. We've got great skill. We've got some really talented big guys up front, but we've got to play complementary, number one, and make sure all three phases are doing their part. But the second piece is we've got to go out and execute and not beat ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Locks, our producer, Valdez, wants to know if you are actively stumping with President Pines to cancel classes maybe afternoon so the students can get out to the lots and tailgate properly before the game. Is that underway?
Man, we gotta, you know, I don't want to sound, I don't want to be the guy that does it. I got my degree, but I mean, one day of missing class to get yourselves ready for the show here. Let them out. Let my people go, man. Let them out.
This is Valdez saying this. If you're a student at Maryland, just don't go to class. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
no, I missed so many classes. I turned out well.
You said it. I did not. Just remember that. Because they'll write a headline and I said, don't go to class.
And you'll sign all the tardy slips, Coach Locks, if need be, for missing class.
You know what? Bring your tardy slips, and at the end of the game, I'll stand out there and sign all the tardy slips for the guys that missed class.
Let's go. Perfect. All right, Coach Locks. Well,
all right, get the win.
Appreciate talking to you, and best
let's
of luck.
Do it.
Yep.
I'll talk to you guys next week, man.
Yeah, bro.
Get your energy up, man. Y'all sound really down over there. Let's go.
All right, we'll do what we can.
We got up at 4.
I'm saving my energy for Friday night for the blackout. Coach.
All right, let's go. No poor me's. Let's go.
All right, thanks again, Coach Locks.
Calling us out.
Jason's already packed.
Yeah.
You know what he does?
He starts. Time or
he starts closing his notebook.
What's going on?
He's got one laptop closed.
You got a tee time? Is that what it is?
I don't have a tee time, but I'm going to hit balls.
Oh, okay. Work on your game.
Do you got? Just race there?
Well, I mean, I got other stuff I got going on.
What
I gotta go walk
got?
The dog. I got
walk the dog.
I gotta go to grocery. I gotta go to the grocery store.
What do you got to get at the grocery? Food?
Dinner for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now what we do is we just go to the store for that, for whatever we're going to have for that night.
What's Wednesday?
It's Taco what's on Tuesday. What's on the
what's
menu?
Wednesday?
I think we're going to do frozen pizza.
That's the easiest dinner
that
ever.
Five seconds.
That's not even considered dinner. That's not even dinner.
I'm in the mood for a frozen pizza.
Yeah, that's
why
fine.
Why frozen you don't need, pizza? Why what are you get getting a real pizza?
Because frozen pizza.
What kind do you get?
Bellatora.
Nice.
Thin crust. Really
all
good.
Right, we got to get out of here.
Put a little basil on.
For Bish, KXCB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, next.